And now, let's get back to Barely Legal with Robin Earl and David Spada. Whoa.
Okay, it is 47 past the hour. We're going to round it out here. We've got Bob Avellini in studio, David Spada, my partner. I'm Robin Earl, former player and fullback, tight end. I kind of did jack of all trades, I guess, Bob. I was just happy to be out there.
Don't undersell yourself, Rob.
Yeah, you know, we didn't make much money, but man, we had a lot of fun.
We got took a lot of abuse both physically and verbally. I did anyway. but it was it was a different time, different atmosphere. But one thing I would say that the fans were, very. They were always into the game. It wasn't like, you just went out there and you just threw your helmet on the field. But they were always into the game, just like they are now.
Oh, my goodness. What is that? That was David just brought something up online here. This is the 1977 RC Cola Chicago Bear cans.
Do you remember those, Bob? You were on it.
Unbelievable. Got Peyton Avellini, and who did be the other one? Doug Buffone?
I do remember somebody sending me not a case, but one can of RC Cola.
$15.50. There's three people bidding on this.
No way. Well, who's the third? I think it's Buffone, isn't it?
Let me look here.
Walter, Bobby, and it kind of looks like him.
A young Doug Buffone.
You're good with the computer here that you can. What is that, on eBay?
It's on eBay. These are normally found scratched, dented, or rusted, just like the old players here. These three are in great shape. It includes the great Walter Payton. It doesn't say the great Doug Buffone or the great Bobby Avellini.
That's a great collector's item.
Doug Buffone and Bobby Avellini, holes in the bottom of the can, as expected. They must have drained.
You're making that up.
No, it says holes in the bottom of the can, as expected.
Oh, no. In other words, that's probably, you don't want the old
pop
in there.
I guess it would eat away the can.
Yeah, right.
So we could have Avellini sign one. Buffone's doing a show out of this studio soon on Webio. We could get Buffone and Payton.
Maybe we'll get Connie to sign it. Hey, before we get into the group that I played with there at the Ron Kittle outing, give us a couple minutes. I know you're a property owner and you've done very well and your transition basically, from football to the professional career and what you're doing and so forth. Fill the fans in.
Well, first of all, when somebody is, I was fortunate enough to play 10 years in the NFL. But that's all we really ever knew, if you think about it, Robin. I mean, we went to high school. We went to class, too. I did, anyway. Went to class, but sports were a big part of my life. Then went to college.
University of Maryland.
Right. Went to college on a football scholarship. And, when you're on a football scholarship, almost no matter what they say, your time is basically taken up by either practicing football or playing football or doing something related to it.
That's right.
And then I was fortunate enough to get drafted and have a 10-year career. So if you add all those up, I mean, you're talking probably 20 years of your life that basically you put in everything, your heart and soul, into football. And so after you're done, I was done, I think, playing football at the age of 31 or 32. Now, all of a sudden, you've got to find another career. And, I was probably no different than a lot of other ex-players that I floundered around. I tried not only real estate, but I tried insurance. I tried sales. I tried, other types of real estate. And the one thing I did find out, I'm a terrible salesperson.
I'm way too honest.
I think to be a really good salesperson, you've got to look somebody in the eye and convince them that the earth is square or something like that.
I'll tell you who was a good salesperson. We had Bears season tickets. We started in 83, and I remember watching you in 84. And that 84 Bears team, I think, was even better than the 85. But Rusty Lish had to be a salesperson for the Bears to sign him. That guy was the worst quarterback I have ever seen.
But you're looking at it from a fan's point of view that the only time you ever saw him throw was probably in a game. But it's amazing when you stand there on the sideline and see how strong of an arm he had and throw. Now, unfortunately, Rusty, he didn't catch on to the system. Our system was unduly, kind of, it didn't need to be so complicated. In other words, everybody numbers things even to the right, odd to the left. Everybody does. 99% of the teams.
That's right.
Well, when Ditka came to Chicago, he goes odd to the right, even to the left. And it kind of screwed with Rusty's mind. I mean, and so he couldn't call a play. So if you wanted to run a sweep to the right, it would be 49. Whereas ever since you're in Pop Warner,
right,
it would be 28 or something.
Why
like
did Ditka
that
do that?
That's a very good, yeah, that's a great point you just brought up there, because I'll never forget that when he came in 1982. You know, I've been playing football since I was 6 years old, 7 years old. Even to the right, odd to the left. Right. Even to the right, odd to the left. That's just the way football lingo
and
goes.
You know why that?
Then we come in here in 82, and Ditka switches it all around. And out of the 32 teams now, well, there are 28 then. 27 is even to the right, odd to the left, but Ditka changed it.
What was the reason?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Well, David, that's a real good question. The reason was he came from Dallas, and Landry was the head coach at Dallas. Landry played defensive backfield. So when Landry was looking at the offense, it was, you know, it was just the opposite. It was flip-flop.
Right.
Now, Ditka, to me, could have been a little bit sharper, come over here and says, okay, let's do it the normal way. And like I say, I caught on. Some guys could catch on. But I got to tell you, I know that Rusty Lish had a hard time with it. I know that Doug Flutie had a hard time with it. I know that who else was
Tom
there?
Tom Zick.
Vince Evans had a hard time with it. I mean, it wasn't natural. It was so unnatural. And, I'm not trying to make excuses, but it was a simple thing to correct. And that's why I think that Rusty Lish just really had a hard time even calling the plays. But you're telling, you know, don't say that. Yes, he wasn't.
Because he was with him, what, 1 year, 84, was it?
He probably wasn't. They cut me to keep him. And Rusty couldn't call, you're right, he couldn't call a play, he couldn't, but he looked, in practice, he looked great. And that's what happens a lot in this, you know, you go to these camps and everything like that, mm-hmm. and you say, wow, that guy, he looks great throwing the ball on the sidelines, but he can't play. And I'm not saying anything about right. Rusty Lish. I can remember, who was the guy from Ohio State? Arch Leister, I saw him throw a ball. I said, this guy couldn't throw a spiral. I says, how do you make him the number one pick in a draft or the number two pick in a draft? How do you make him that high? What do they see?
Where is
in a
he
guy
today?
Like that?
I think he's in jail. Isn't he?
I don't.
You guys
know.
Got lucky because it was between McMahon and Schleister, and Baltimore drafted Schleister instead of McMahon. And that's why you guys got McMahon.
Boy,
you could have Arch Leister.
By the way,
Bear.
It was very similar with the Bulls. If Seattle had drafted if the Bulls had first pick, I think if the Bulls had first pick, they would have taken Sam Bowie over Jordan, as a fourth pick, right?
Oh, they would have won for the big man. You always go for the big man.
Yeah,
but here's the other thing too. I mean, that Bears team in '84, that defense was so dominant. Were you scared practicing against that defense? Or
no,
they took
no,
it easy
you
in
know,
practice.
You know, but I tell you what, I do remember every time it looked like they were playing with 15 guys on defense. It really did. I mean, you didn't know who to block, who was coming, who wasn't coming, who was dropping off. It was tough.
Did they take it easy in practice, or they came at your practice too?
Yeah, honestly, because I don't think I wasn't starting, so I was more or less the scout team quarterback. And no, because he had Buddy Ryan, and Buddy wanted to show, you know, little guys like Buddy, well, not little, no, guys who really can't do it, really like to have it done for him by other people that they can show how tough they were. So he really wanted you to embarrass the offense all the time.
Well, that was Buddy. You know, I was his next door neighbor for 7 years.
Yeah,
Buddy Ryan.
I knew that you were in.
Where is Buddy? I've been trying to get him on the show. I can't find this
somewhere
guy.
On a horse farm in Kentucky somewhere, isn't he?
You know, that's it. Yeah. He's just
retired.
Kentucky for the last long 10
Doing
years
that.
Or
now
so.
Now his kid's a head coach with the Jets.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Hey, we got a couple minutes here left, and I just want to give a shout out to my group that I played with yesterday that made my day yesterday absolutely fabulous. And you know, Bob, I've been playing these outings for 32 years. This has to rank in the top five groups that I've ever played with. Swear
Robin,
to goodness,
you are so political.
I mean,
you know,
no,
you should
I'm,
be right. You are.
I'm just.
He could be
just,
mayor. Mayor of
Morton Grove. You could be mayor of Morton Grove.
And there might be only five people listening to this webcast live, and they'll probably be the five names I'm going to mention
Good.
Right
I hope
here.
They are.
But let's go through them. First
I
of
can't
all,
even remember the guys I played with.
First
yesterday.
Of all, the owner of an insurance business, Brian, and I hope I don't butcher all these names because I'm lousy with names. Brian Feltz. With Brian Feltz and Associates. He's in the insurance business, and he was our host yesterday. He was the host. He's the one that put up the money for the Ron Kittle outing, and he, one of his guests was a guy by the name of David Blackburn. And David is the Dixon Public School. He's the business manager there. Brian is in the insurance business, so that, you know, part of his clientele base is school districts and so forth and so on, covering the liability and the buses and so forth. And so David is with us. And then we called him Q all day because his name is Quentin Shepherd, and he is the superintendent of Amboy High School. That's down in Amboy, Illinois.
I didn't know there was an Amboy.
It's down southwest past Aurora down there. I was trying to, it's an 815 area code, so it's not that far away. And of course, we had probably our best player, James Woodard. I want to make sure I pronounce that correctly. It's not Woodard, it's Woodard. And he's with a company called Brokers Risk Management, or Brokers Risk Placement Service. And he had to shoot to probably a single-digit handicap that helped us.
What did you guys shoot?
We were 12 under.
Oh,
12 under.
I just want to say I golfed with Robin Monday, and that's the nicest guys you could golf with, those four guys. The one guy, I don't have their names in front of me, one of them runs a sub-pump company, another one does office furniture, and they were very nice, and we came in third in that.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Let's don't forget.
Were there five teams in the thing?
I was the sixth. It's only supposed to be five, Robert, because you're on my golf cart, you're playing. And then I ended up playing, and we shot well.
And the guy, Bob, that was responsible for that beautiful weather we had yesterday,
God?
Was the Reverend. He gave us a little prayer, and that was Reverend Bill Eckridge. And he is the principal and superintendent at Aurora Central Catholic High School. And, of course, I was glad to meet these guys. They made a very enjoyable day, and I told them anytime they wanted me to come out and then speak to the kids, I'll be more than happy to do that. And you know, that's like anything else, Bob. I mean, you know, what we can do as role models and you know, parents and so forth is just, you know, the kids are the future of tomorrow. And I want to congratulate you in helping out and speaking at those events.
By having no kids.
Yeah, well, no, not necessarily that, but you take part in the community because really, you know, I mean, we've been so blessed to play the years professionally and you give back. And I want to say thanks for doing that.
Thank you, Robin. I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's just as easy to be nice as it is to be mean. And so it's not that hard to do. And if it makes somebody's day by signing autograph, you know, that's an easy thing to do. But I don't look at it. It feels like it was another lifetime ago that when we were played ball. And so I don't really, you know, it's not like I try to cut in line or something like that. Hey, I'm a Chicago.
You don't throw your name out there for free food at the restaurant?
No, I don't do that. I say, hey, any courtesy for an ex-Chicago Bear quarterback or anything like that?
I assumed if you're a former athlete, you go to a golf course and say, I played for the Bears, I played for the Cubs. Where's my free tee pad?
Well, man, I wish that were. I'd love to have all the money I've spent on greens fees. I would love to. If I did that, I could retire now. You know, I would love to have all that money I spent on greens.
I get, you know, we get invited to play in so many outings. So really, I mean, you know, I don't play on weekends because that's for the kids and everything else. But because you play so much in these outings, have fun and so forth. I really have no interest to go out and, you know, play at a foursome on a weekend and actually, you know, play your own ball. Because everything's a scramble.
I'm just the opposite. Yeah. I love to just, you know, be out with three other guys and on a nice golf course and a nice day.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, have, you know, bet a little bit of money and just, you know, have fun doing that and have some laughs. And that's really what I enjoy the most.
I did it all through college at Winston. My dad was off the first tee, and I'd be playing out there, and I missed it.
Now, that's a beautiful
golf
course.
You were at Winston?
Right off the first hole. He still lives out there. He invites me out, but there's no junior membership, so once I hit 25, I was done.
All right, guys, I tell you what a great, great show. I want to thank our guests today, Paul Popovich from the Chicago Cubs, Bob Avellini, former quarterback for the Chicago Bears, and, of course, my partner, David Spada. Hey, I tell you what, just like I said, pull up the bootstraps and move forward in life. And as always, get up each morning and say, damn, I feel great. I'll make you feel better. Till next week, talk to you soon. Hi, I'm Robin Earl, head coach of the Liberty Chicago team and former player for the Chicago Bears. Hey, let's face it. Times are really tough in America right now. The cost of living continues to increase, the loss of jobs is staggering, the housing market has tumbled, and there is really no good news in sight. I cross my fingers every day and hope that the new economic stimulus package will create jobs and get the economy moving again. Staying positive and upbeat is in my DNA. Liberty International's stimulus package is simple. We help you eliminate your high cost of your home and cell phone service. But that's not all. If you're looking for an explosive opportunity that can produce immediate results that incorporates the best of corporate America, networking, and direct sales, I can help. But you need to call me at 224-515-0500 or visit my website at robinearl.net. If you're looking to earn additional income or want a complete career change, I can help. But you need to pick up the phone and call me at 224-515-0500. The ball is in your court. Take advantage of this explosive technology Liberty International provides. You'll be glad you did.
The next time you're in the coffee aisle in the grocery store, pick up a can of Stewart's coffee. You're probably asking yourself, why Stewart's? Because Stewart's roasts only the finest beans and grinds those beans to perfection. By using the finest beans, you'll get a more consistent taste. This is the reason Stewart's has been around since 1912. Consistency and quality. Still family-owned and operated? You'll know Stewart's coffee because of its plaid can. You'll find cheaper coffee on the store shelves, but not the quality of Stewart's. Remember, you get what you pay for. Coffee's good, but Stewart's coffee is so good.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit NorthToNorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.